Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is going to be brought to you by Popham Flooring, right across from McLaren Thumb Region here in Bad Axe, for everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Visit Popham Flooring, just west of Bad Axe. So there were some tense moments in two Thumb school districts that received threats yesterday morning. In Huron County, the Unionville-Sebowing Area School District and the Millington School District in Tuscola County were the targets of false threats. The threat at the USA schools didn't release the nature of the threat that was made. The threat in Millington was a bomb threat. Both schools went into secure mode until law enforcement in both counties investigated, which both turned out to be unfounded. Because both incidents are under review, additional information has not yet been released. In Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, the legal gears are grinding for Derek Buchholz. What began as an alleged lapse in judgment, operating a motor vehicle without insurance, has now escalated into a formal misdemeanor charge. Buchholz entered a plea of not guilty. This seemingly straightforward charge carries a pretty good punch, though. Potential fines about the $500 and even a year behind bars. The court isn't wasting any time. Prosecutor David Wallace is on the clock with a deadline of April 11th to present a plea offer and all discovery. Meanwhile, Buchholz, now under the counsel of appointed attorney Andrew Lockhart, must prepare for a critical in-person plea cutoff hearing set for April 30th. Despite the gravity, Buchholz was released on a $3,500 personal recognizance bond. No cash needed up front, but missing that April 30th date? Well, that's a fast track to fines, costs, and a potential trip to jail. The message from Judge Ferris's courtroom is clear. The road ahead for Buchholz is anything but uninsured. A longtime family doctor in mid-Michigan is headed to federal prison after admitting to distributing thousands of illegal images involving child exploitation, bringing a disturbing case to a close in federal court. Prosecutors say 62-year-old Robert Klepinski, who practiced family medicine in KPAC and treated both children and adults, was sentenced to 15 years behind bars. The case began unfolding in March of last year when a tip from Google alerted the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to suspicious activity in an online chat. Investigators say what they uncovered was deeply troubling. Conversations allegedly involving the abuse of young girls along with the sharing of explicit material. A search of Klepinski's home the following month turned up a staggering collection. More than 2,500 images and over 150 videos depicting child sexual abuse. We'll be right back.
Popham Flooring, your destination for hardwood flooring. From rustic, modern, oak to maple, Popham Flooring has it all. Transform your space with the timeless elegance of hardwood. It's not just flooring, it's a work of art. Popham Flooring is there to guide you, ensuring you find the perfect flooring to match your style and needs. Experience the warmth, durability, and beauty of hardwood. Your home deserves the best. Visit Popham Flooring showroom to see their large selection of hardwood flooring. Your dream floor is just a step away. Popham Flooring, where quality and design meet.
Hi, this is Sherry Popham. Stop in and let us help you find the perfect flooring for your home with prices you'll love. We're located west of Bad Axe on M53 or call us at 989-269-7358.
And we're back. A floating dream that winter tried to freeze in place is moving again. After months stranded along the shoreline of Port Austin, the homemade houseboat known as the Never Landing has slipped back into the open water, quietly but not unnoticed. Locals spotted the one-of-a-kind vessel easing out of Bird Creek State Park Wednesday, making the end of a long, weather-forced pause. The boat, built and captained by Steve Milria of Harrow, Ontario, had been iced in since December. Its ambitious journey toward Chicago put on hold by unforgiving winter conditions. Online posts hinting the vessel was preparing to launch. By early afternoon, cameras were rolling. Photos and videos spread quickly across local social media, capturing the moment the Never Landing broke free from months of stillness. Then came a message, anonymous, but widely believed to be from the captain himself, thanking the Port Austin community for its unexpected winter harbor. Now the question hanging over Lake Huron, is this the long-awaited push toward Chicago or just a test run after a season of ice? For now, the Never Landing is once again living up to her name. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, reported there is a new COVID variant, BS.3.2, that has been found in 25 states. The new variant is a mutated subvariant of Omicron. It was identified in a respiratory sample in South Africa in November of 2024. Since then, it has spread internationally. It was detected in the U.S. in June of last year, and vaccination seems to offer little, if any, protection against it. This variant has also been detected in wastewater data. Symptoms of the virus are similar to those with Omicron-related variants, with coughing, fever, fatigue, headache, body ache, sore throat, sneezing, and upper respiratory tract infections. And that's your news update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.